I remember we did the first set of interviews with you like a few days after ASCA when you first presented that. And, you know, it's interesting. Again, you got the NCI Canada doing something. What about our old NCI? Are we going to do anything about it?
NCI has had a workshop to decide what to do next. This two-day workshop. That's usually a signal that something is brewing. And so it looks like they're moving forward. And, of course, I could see three things that would be very easy to do, one of which would be if you just want to do feasibility, just to see if that central mediated approach for dietary change was the same as the face-to-face that worked in the diabetes trial. You could do that as a feasibility study. The other thing would be to just add patients to the Canadian trial to increase the sample size, or to just do the Canadian intervention, or I mean, it's all developed by everybody, but I mean, that central intervention in a receptor negative population. So something probably will happen. Obviously, NCI is constrained financially now in ways that they haven't been historically. And so new initiatives get a tough shot.
It's also an interesting commentary on how clinical research gets done and what happens when you have an intervention that the private sector isn't really involved with, which is driving a lot of the clinical research right now. What about other sources of funding, advocacy groups? Anybody interested in this?
Nobody's come to us at this point. And of course, it's really recent because before we had a peer-reviewed publication and before we presented the data, people could say, you just had an abstract and how come it's not published or something. So really now we'll try to explore some of those areas to see if we can get some interest. But I agree, because the way the whole infrastructure is conducted now for clinical trials is that it isn't as if industry support is nice to have. I think it's a necessary component of going forward.
And we've seen a lot of great things happen too.
Yeah. And so there's nothing wrong with that, but that means that there isn't an existing infrastructure where you can just say, this idea competes with that idea, and let's give us a slot, because you need the idea plus financial support.
How much would it cost to do an adjuvant trial, let's say just in triple negatives, or would you want to see HER2 positives also?
Yeah, you probably get 1,000 patients, and when we get our final data analysis, we can look at high grade, which would be an 80% surrogate for triple negatives. If you get grade 3 ER negative, PR negative, it's about 75 to 80% surrogate for triple negatives. So then we can see how the HER2 story plays out.
How much would it cost to do that study?
1,000 patients times $10,000, whatever that is.
It's like $10 million.
That's not big by lots of standards.
Yeah, considering what the benefit potentially could be.
And then I think the other part of it is there could be a lot of science associated with it. And
right.
As now we get this proteomics, and basically the idea is that there's got to be thousands of proteins that are different in the blood when you change your diet to that degree.
What about looking at the sera from the women who were in the WIND study or even the tumors? What do you have available and to what extent has it been studied?
We have about 400 serial blood samples from four clinical centers that have been done kind of yearly. We haven't done much with those. We published one abstract suggesting that insulin resistance was reduced by the intervention in women who were adherent. That was published a few years ago.
That kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah, and we don't have tumors. And I think going back to 94, without infrastructure, we couldn't do that.
But, I mean, what could you look at in the sera that might be interesting?
We'd be looking for, is there a correlation between change in any of these parameters? So insulin resistance, IGF-1, inflammatory markers with prediction of response. You know, I think about the lapatinib trial where they're looking at extracellular domain was associated with lapatinib benefit. So they said, so that means maybe it'll be better in those populations. So those kind of associations where you're taking what you think is your best target and seeing if it changes, can you really do something with that?
So is that going to get done?
Yeah, I mean, you have the bloods, they're safely stored. We're looking for support to do some of these analyses.
How much money do you need?
Yeah, you know, it's like $1 million or so. And some of the same studies will be going on in the Women's Health Initiative as well, where actually maybe the money would be, or the financial support would be a little easier to get, though we have a little less strong of a signal. Because it looks like, especially if you're looking at the events in this first few years, you could say the WHI is going to be really pretty much the same thing, looking at established kind of microscopic established breast cancer.
Right. So maybe we can do like the WINS telethon or something so we can raise $10 million.
Yeah, no, that'd be neat. That'd be good, right? That'd be good.